Habit number two, relaxation. Now, I love this quote here. It says, take rest. A field that is rested gives a bountiful crop. And I chose this because I think it's the perfect metaphor, you know, for us. And we're so often we just want to be more and more productive. We just go, 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 go. But sometimes the thing you can do to be the most productive is to take a step back and relax and recharge. And so that's the idea of this lesson here. And I'll let you know that I think if you start to integrate some relaxation into your life, that you'll very, very quickly get addicted to it because it just feels so good on such a simple level. So, you know, we start off with just appreciating how important relaxation is because your relaxation / tension levels really affect everything in your life. You know, they affect your mood, your thinking, your productivity, your behaviors, your interactions with people. It's really one of those fundamental things that has so much influence on your day-to-day reality and the quality of your life. So the good news is when you integrate some relaxation into your life and begin using it, it has exponential benefits to it. You know, it really just it affects so many things in your life positively. So, you know, I like to look at relaxation with a prevention mindset. I mean, it feels nice to relax in the moment for sure. But the really exciting part of it is it helps you prevent all kinds of illnesses and diseases and stress-related disorders. It just resolves lots of things that you would otherwise may have to deal with in a very enjoyable way. It also helps you breathe better. And so one of the things that you'll notice is when we get into talking about breathing specifically, the first thing you need to do to breathe properly is to relax your body. You can't have a tense body and breathe properly because the muscle tension restricts the lungs from expanding the way they need to. And so the relaxation always precedes proper breathing. And so you want to really think of relaxation and breathing together. You know, I could have taught this lesson putting them together, and I have in the past, but I just wanted to break them up a little bit and talk in depth about each one. But they're always together. So every time you're relaxing, link it together with the breathing so that we're relaxing and taking a deeper breath all the time. You know, relaxing also helps you connect to a deeper wisdom. You know, there's a thing called the belly brain, and basically it's the second biggest conglomeration of nerves in your body, second to your brain. And so if you've ever had these gut-level reactions to things or this feeling of intuition, kind of feelings, these deeper feelings of what's happening, a lot of times when you learn to relax, you kind of key into that a little bit more. You get a little bit more connected to your intuition, into this deeper level of feelings and wisdom. And I think that that's always feels nice as well. It allows you to think about things from a different perspective. You know, again, we can get so wrapped up sometimes. We're frustrated, we're stressed, we're worried about things. And we get so trapped in that state in thinking about things from that perspective, and we don't know how to get out of it. But I'll tell you, relaxation is always a tool you can use to get yourself out of that place and shift up your perspective. And just creating that relaxation alone, you know, all of a sudden you can become aware of things you weren't seeing before. Okay? It is a skill. And so I want to point this out. And you're speaking to someone. I remember when I first started doing yoga, I couldn't sit cross-legged. I was so tense in my body, very, very tense. I have a tweaked up nervous system and I had a tense body. And I'm letting you know that relaxation is a skill and you can get good at it. And over the years, I wish that I could be more relaxed. That's what I would like. But I'm way more relaxed than I was. And so overall, my relaxation has improved tremendously. And then I also have the ability now that if I notice I'm tense, I can instantly relax at will. Because again, it's a skill that I've practiced. And so it'll be the same for you, I promise. Even if it's a little frustrating at first or if you struggle at all in the beginning, stick with it. Because I promise you, this is a skill. It's like writing. You know what I mean? Like, again, it can be challenging to learn how to write when you were a kid. But you kept at it, and now you do it automatically. You're very good at it. Relaxation is the same thing. You're just training your body how to do something. And if you stick with it, I promise you will get the benefits of it. And those benefits, let me go through a couple of them. It decreases the stress on your mind and body, okay, which allows you to think clearer. It reduces stress hormones. It makes a better environment within yourself. It boosts your immune system when you're more relaxed. Increases blood flow to major muscles. It reduces muscle tension and chronic pain. It's a huge one. Once you learn to relax, next step after that is you learn to have better alignment, which allows your muscles to be more calm and relaxed. And a lot of times it will help to ease chronic pain. Okay, so this makes you more comfortable. It improves concentration and mood. Okay? Reduces anger and frustration, boosts confidence and self-esteem. All right, so I mean, again, these are all the things you get out of just relaxing. And then I didn't even put the final benefit, it just feels good. You know, no matter how things are going in your life, if you relax, it always feels better every single time. Okay, so it's something you can rely on. So I want to go through two techniques with you. Now, I'm going to just explain them here. Okay, if you want to go through them and experience them, and I hope you do, I made a session for each of these where I'll walk you through it. You know, so you can go through it in the proper place and experience it firsthand. But I just kind of want to go through it right now for you. So the tense and release technique is the first one, and this is one you can use to go deeper. It takes a little bit longer, takes a little more focus and energy, and it'll allow you to go into a deeper state of relaxation. Right? And basically, you want to lie down somewhere comfortable. You're lying on the floor, on the bed, and you're going to imagine your body is a sponge. Right? The different parts of your body are a sponge. We're going to focus on them. And you want to imagine squeezing out the tension, and you're actually going to tighten up certain parts of your body, and then you're going to let go and let the relaxation spread through your body as if it were a sponge, right? So it's like the sponge, you're squeezing it, right? You can imagine when you're squeezing it, all the water comes out. That's the tension. And then when you let it go, you can imagine all the air, or if you imagine put it back in relaxing water, the water just moves into all the little cells and fibers of the sponge, right? Making it nice and soft and supple. Okay, so that's how you kind of imagine the muscles. We're tensing them up and squeezing out the tension, and then we're completely relaxing them and letting them go and imagining the relaxation moving into those muscles. And again, we're just going to progressively start. So you progressively tense and release your toes. Now, you may or may not have the physical control to tense your toes up. Okay, so sometimes when it comes to toes and you don't have like so many nerve endings and ability to tense it like you can with your fists, you will just kind of imagine they're tense. You know, you should imagine you're tensing them up, squeeze, 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 and let them go. Bottom of the feet, right? Or you just do the whole feet all at once if you want. Tighten up the feet, right? And you're squeezing the muscles in the feet, squeezing, squeeze, 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 and let it go. Right? Calves, knees, you know, so again, you're just going through the body, thighs, waist, stomach. And again, I'm going to walk you through this in the audio so you can actually experience, but I just wanted to go through it. Chest, shoulders, arms, down your arms and your hands, shoulders, and you're squeeze, 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 and then let go. And the idea here too is like, it's the physics law. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. So sometimes the benefits of this technique is that it'll give you more awareness of how tense you are and relaxed you can become. Okay, but it gives you awareness of what it feels like to be tense and what it feels like to be relaxed. And when you're using those dynamics, you know, you have the extreme tension and the extreme relaxation can happen at that point. It calibrates you and it gives your brain and your body more awareness of when you're tense and when you're relaxed. Because sometimes people are in a perpetual state of tension, and so they don't know what it's like to even relax. Okay, and so tense and release can be a really, really powerful technique for that, to help you squeeze, 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 and then let go. And so it's a really good one. So to go through it properly, like I said, it's going to take a little bit of time. Then the next technique I'm going to show you, but I think you're going to get a deeper quality of relaxation from it. And so you go through your whole body, squeeze and tighten it, and then you're just going to focus on the heaviness. You know, and you're just going to lie there and you're going to feel and imagine gravity pulling you down, and just you're going to feel that heaviness in your body and just allow everything to just let go. And of course, while you do this as well, just in the back of your mind, pay attention to your breathing. You know, notice your breathing, how it changes when your body is truly relaxed. So you can use that as a gauge to also know when you're tense and when you're calm and relaxed. Okay. So like I said, I just kind of walk you through that, and you can go listen to this and experience it at the same time, whenever you would like. So the next one I'll show you is the body scan exercise. And this is one that it's a lot quicker, and this is one I think that's a lot easier to just use throughout the day. And I think the more you use this throughout the day, the more benefit you're going to get out of it. And so basically, you're just focusing on an area. We're going to scan over the body again in the same way that we did with the tense and release, but we're just scanning over it and just letting go. And so this is part muscle-wise, you're just kind of letting go. And psychologically, in your mind, you're just imagining yourself letting go. You're imagining feeling that gravity pulling you down, and you're feeling the heaviness, and you're letting the tension be released because of that. Okay? So you want to feel the warm, heavy relaxation in these areas, you know, that we're going to go through. And it's the same thing as the last. You start at your toes, you move over the front of your body, over the top of your head, and down the back of your body. Okay, so it's simple. You know, we keep it really easy. We don't want to put too much thought into these things, you know. And so, again, the tense and release takes a little more concentration and effort, you know, because you're focused on certain areas. You tighten those muscles up, and then you're releasing them. The body scan's a little bit easier. So you're just thinking of your toes relaxing, bottom of the feet relaxing. So, again, it's a little bit more of a physical and mental exercise. And, again, there's the session for this anyway, so you can experience this. I can walk you through it. Ideally, where you want to get to, though, is you're doing this on your own, and especially the body scan. The body scan is so great to do when you are going through your day. And so with the body scan, you can cycle through it multiple times. You start with your toes, relax your toes, your legs, your waist, your stomach, chest, shoulders, you know, up and over, and you just keep going through it. And eventually, you know, you can go through it two or three times. Then you can just imagine that relaxation almost just flowing over your body in that direction, you know, that circular motion over the front of your body, down the back of your body, the front of your body, back of your body. And that warm relaxation is cycling over you and bringing you deeper and deeper into relaxation. And you can imagine it that way. And so that's good. The reason this is also helpful is because you can use it during the day. And so, you know, if you work in an office, you know, you can set up little triggers. We'll talk about this in a moment, where you can just check, you can just scan over your body, where you can feel that relaxation. Because eventually what's going to happen is you're going to habituate this behavior. The same way writing, when you first learned how to write words, you had to practice each letter, each line, you know. And so it's like you're doing an A, you had to do one line, and then the other line, and then the other one. And it was painstaking. It was very detailed. But now when you write letters, you don't think even in letters. You're thinking in words, sentences, and paragraphs. You know what I mean? You put it all together. And that's the natural way of learning. And so relaxation will be the same thing. We're breaking it down with these two exercises, but eventually what's going to happen, this is what happens for me, is that because I've trained relaxing my body so much that when I tell myself to relax, I'm relaxing a lot of muscles all at once. I'm not just relaxing my stomach and my shoulder. I'm relaxing my stomach, and then instantly, because I've trained it, my stomach, chest, shoulders, neck, and head, and face relax all at once. And I take a deep breath because, again, I've added the breath in as well. So I want you to understand that while at first it may take a little bit of effort and a little bit of concentration, if you continue with it, after a couple of weeks, you're going to get very good at it, and your body's going to learn how to relax at a much higher level than it has been, especially if you haven't, you know, if you haven't worked much with relaxation. It's a skill set, and it's almost like, you know, you're just pushing a button and your whole body can relax. And again, I'm not being dramatic. That's what it feels like. So it's a very good thing to commit to. So I want to just talk about a few quick ways to integrate relaxation into your day. You know, the first thing to remember is if you do either of the exercises just went through, you know, every day or every other day, what's going to happen is it's going to have a residual effect on you. So it's not like you just get the benefit while you're relaxing. You're going to notice that it stays with you for a little bit. You know, of course, it depends on the day. You know, if you have a relaxing day and you do one of these things in the morning, you know, it may last with you all day long. If you're in a stressful situation, you know, it may disappear, you know, 5 minutes after you did it. But typically it has a residual effect on you because you're training your body. So it's like every time you learned and practiced writing, you didn't just know it while you were doing it. At some point, your body started to learn it. And even when you weren't practicing, you still knew how to do it. And then you could just call upon that skill anytime you chose. And so it's the same thing with relaxation. It's great to do it throughout the day because it changes your whole quality of relaxation overall. You want to notice when you're doing the body scan and the tense and release, you're putting time, that's kind of your lab, and you're noticing what's going on with your body. One of the key things you want to notice is where you store the most tension in your body. I mean, so it's a little different for most people. Typically, it's the stomach area, chest, shoulders, neck, face and eyes, which you may not even realize until you actually go through it. But you want to know in your body where you store the most tension. For me, it was my shoulders and then my stomach. And so the reason that's important is as soon as you recognize you're tense, right? And so if you start instituting the body scans throughout the day at certain times and you find out you're tense, we want to make it as quick as possible, right? We want to make this relaxation technique as practical as we can. And so while, you know, if you're at work and you notice you're tense, you're not going to be able to do a tense and release, you know, exercise. It takes too long. Maybe even the body scan is going to take too long. So you want to have the ability to say, okay, I'm tense. I know I store most of the tension in my shoulders, so let me just relax my shoulders and stomach at least. Whew, that feels nice. Okay, so it's like it's not as deep, but it brings you, you know, half the way, 60% of the way there. You know, it feels nice. So as soon as you notice where you store the most tension in your body, you can start to pay attention to that area and start to, consistently work to relax it. Use anchors to remind you to relax throughout the day. So this could be something as simple as, you know, I used to do, again, because I was committing this relaxation level into my life, I would put a post-it note when I was driving to work. I used to drive to work for like an hour. And so I would put the post-it note next to the speedometer on the left. And so I would notice it, you know, every day. It would be like, oh, you know what I mean? Like your attention would notice it. And I had associated that with relaxing. And so as soon as I noticed that post-it note, I would use that as a trigger to, you know, do the body scan and relax my body and breathe a little bit deeper. Okay. You do the same thing if you work, you know, at the desk. You could take a snow globe, you know what I mean, and put that, you know, right in front of your computer monitor. And maybe twice a day you turn it over, and while the snow's, you know, going down, you do some relaxing stuff, right? Because it's helpful. The more you do this, the better. And you can start to train yourself to have these moments during the day where you're letting the tension go. And it's a very easy way to lower your tension and stress levels, you know, in a very easy way. Become aware of situations that make you tense, right? So kind of bringing some mindfulness and some awareness into your day. This is what I was talking about before, of giving you some more awareness, okay, recalibrating yourself. If you commit to doing some of these relaxation exercises regularly, you're going to lower, right? So I'll give you an example. You'll you say the master ritual, you start doing that, and you do the 2-minute relaxation at the end, and you just relax your body completely. Well, you find that you sleep a little bit better, and you're more relaxed while you're sleeping. You wake up, and you're more calm, and you're more relaxed. And now you go through your typical day, but now all of a sudden something happens, you know, something happens at work, and all of a sudden you feel the tension creeping in. Don't worry, that's good, because now all of a sudden you even recognize that you're getting tense, so now at least you have the opportunity to change it, okay? So the more we can become aware of situations that make us tense, situations, people, places, responsibilities that get you freaked out and tense, now you can, knowing that, you can kind of prepare for it and intentionally bring a little extra relaxation into it and be aware in those situations that you can do the body scan technique. You can kind of center yourself, just practice your relaxation in those situations, all right? And again, don't be frustrated with it. I can tell you it can be frustrating initially when you just first start to recognize that you're getting tense in these things and your ability to relax yourself isn't as good. You know, it will get better. But just recognize that's a normal thing. It's a phase you'll get through. And the better you get at relaxation, the more control you'll have over it. And again, you know, commit to relaxing during the master ritual. You know, I can't say enough about committing to the master ritual. It's one of the easiest ways to influence all of your health. And if you do nothing else, commit to that, right? Because again, then you're going to connect to your body, right? You're going to relax yourself. You're going to breathe better. You know, get the oxygen in your body. And you're just going to quiet your mind down for a few moments. And if you do that regularly, even just for a couple minutes, it has profound impacts on you, you know, because it reminds you of just how good it feels. And, you know, it supports all these other habits as well. And then finally, again, kind of going with the anchors, it's the same thing, but you can identify some times that you can relax during the day and build those right into your routine as well if you'd like to. You know, maybe waking up an extra minute early and just, you know, laying in bed and letting your body relax completely. Maybe, you know, as soon as you get to work and you sit in your chair, you know, you kind of focus, center, relax yourself. You know, whatever. You get into work and as soon as you walk through the door, that's when you're going to just like, okay, let me let go and relax. Again, the more you do it, the better you'll get at it. And I promise you, the more addicted you'll get to it, because feeling relaxed, it just feels good in the moment for sure. And then if you keep it up for any period of time, you're going to notice that it's starting to affect all other areas of your life in real positive ways. and then that becomes addictive. Right? And so that's the goal here, is we just want to introduce and have these habits in our lives that just feel good. So it's not about we have to avoid everything and stop doing all the bad things. It's like, let's focus on doing things that make you feel really good and we want to do. Okay, and this is definitely one of them. Okay, so you know, I would recommend, as soon as you get a chance, listen to at least one of the relaxation sessions, you know, and go through it, because this is, again, is one of those things. The experience of it is much more powerful than the understanding of it. You know, sitting here, that you should relax more and that it would be great, but that's a whole different quality of understanding than actually experiencing it firsthand. Okay, so really commit a little bit of time and really listen to it. It's a short session, and you'll get firsthand experience of how good it feels. Okay, so do that, and I'll see you in the next lesson.